Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hussey here with you day after Halloween, first day of November. Joining me is Noah Cassidy per usual, but also we've got a new member of the Did You Know Show today, Caitlin. So get excited to hear about both of your all's facts. Noah, we'll let you go first.
All right, absolutely. So mine's kind of interesting. I found a kind of list of a bunch of odd borders and things like that. And this one's pretty interesting. I really think this one. This is overseas. So did you know that France and Switzerland border actually goes through the middle of a hotel?
I did not know that.
So you could stay in the hotel and either be on in France or Switzerland. That's or at awesome. The same time. Maybe it goes through one room.
Do you get to decide which side of the which country you want to be in when you check in?
If they run it like we run hotels here, no. But I'm not exactly sure. But I'll go ahead and read this article for you. So the guest at the hotel's name is El Arbizi Franco Swiss. They have a unique opportunity to sleep in two countries at once. The hotel sits right on the border between France and Switzerland on the Alpine village of La Cure, which is 15 miles northwest of Lake Geneva. It was built between 1862 and 1863 when Napoleon III redrew the border between the two countries, which is why it actually like ended up where it's at, because the line got redrawn. So it went right through the land owned by a French citizen named Pontus, and he decided to build a house on the border before it became official. So at first, the French side had a bar and the Swiss side had a store. But when Albez died, his sons converted the property into a hotel in 1921. So today, the guest can cross between the international border in the hotel's dining room. There's the answer dining to room. It. So it goes through the dining room, and some of the rooms even allow them to sleep with their heads in France and their feet in Switzerland.
Wow.
That's pretty cool right there.
I like that one. That's a good one, Noah. Okay, Caitlin, what do you got for us?
All right. I have one about 200 feral cats that are living at Disneyland in Florida. And they inhabited Disneyland in 1955. And they kept trying to get the cats out, but then they decided to let them stay because they were eating the mice. And so now if you go to Disneyland, you can just see random cats.
You'll see the cats, they'll just hang around. They like them at Disneyland now.
Yeah.
It's kind of a part of the attraction, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. So we've got some cats just roaming around Disneyland. Plus, we've got the border between France and Switzerland that's converted into a hotel. Now, here's my did you know fact. So get this one, guys. We're talking about Halloween. That was yesterday. Did you know that over 60% of parents admit to stealing their Halloween candy from their kids?
Well, I guess you can add me to that 60% because I 100% did that last night.
I bet you did, Noah. Poor Rowan got his candy taken away from him. But here's what it says. 60% of parents admit to pilfering from their kids' trick-or-treat haul. Now, of those parents, 37%, you'll have to tell me which one of these categories you're in, 37% sneak the goodies after their kids have gone to bed, 32% snack on them while they're in school or away from the house, and 31% don't bother with stealth at all. They just take the candy right in front of their trick-or-treaters.
Oh, no, I just stole that bag. I went and picked them. I picked them up from daycare, and she had this big bag of snacks and goodies. Like, he could have the peanut butter crackers and some of the snack cakes, but the majority of it he probably shouldn't have.
So you just said, this is just good parenting to take it.
Yeah, it's just good parenting, and I just took it right in front of his face. He probably doesn't know any better. He's only 15
We'll have to see. We'll have to see if that answer changes as he continues to grow up, but I thought it was interesting. I'm sure there's a lot of parents out there today that are taking some candy away from their kids today, whether they're sneaking it or just saying, I think that might be a little bit overmuch for you. But there you go. That's our Did You Know show today. Talking about a lot of different things. Glad to have three different people here with a fun fact on this first day of November. Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another episode of the Did You Know Show.